Pastoral School, or neo-varietyism. I believe that many of these new schools, while developing valuable insight, have also lost much of the most important discoveries of Freud. I'm certainly not an orthodox Freudian. In fact, any theory which does not change within 60 years is, by this very fact, no longer the same as the original theory of the master. It is a fossilized repetition. And by being a repetition, it's actually a deformation. Freud's basic discoveries were conceived in a certain philosophical frame of reference, that of the mechanistic materialism current among most natural scientists at the beginning of this century. I believe that it's the frame of reference of humanism, of its paradoxical blend of relentless criticism, uncompromising realism, and rational faith, which will permit the fruitful development of the work for which Freud laid the foundations. One more remark. Although the thoughts expressed in this book are all the result of my clinical work as a psychoanalyst and to some extent as a student of social processes, I have omitted much of the clinical documentation. This documentation I plan to offer in a larger work which will deal with the theory and therapy of humanist psychoanalysis. And lastly, I want to express my indebtedness to Paul Edwards for his critical suggestions in respect to the chapter on freedom, determinism, alternatism. Chapter 1. Man, wolf or sheep? There are many who believe that humans are sheep. There are others who believe that humans are wolves. Both sides can muster good arguments for their positions. Those who propose that men are sheep have only to point to the fact that men are easily influenced to do what they are told, even if it's harmful to themselves, that they have followed their leaders into wars which brought them nothing but destruction, that they have believed any kind of nonsense if it was only presented with sufficient vigor and supported by power. From the harsh threats of priests and kings to the soft voices of the hidden and not-so-hidden persuaders. It seems that the majority of men are suggestible, half-awake children, willing to surrender their will to anyone who speaks with a voice that is threatening or sweet enough to sway them. Indeed, he who has a conviction strong enough to withstand the opposition of the crowd is the exception rather than the rule. An exception often admired centuries later, mostly laughed at by his contemporaries. It's on this assumption that men are sheep, that the great inquisitors and their dictators have built their systems. More than that, this very belief that men are sheep and hence need leaders to make the decisions for them has often given the leaders the sincere conviction that they are fulfilling a moral duty, even though a tragic one, if they gave man what he wanted, if they were leaders who took away from him the burden of responsibility and freedom. But if most men have been sheep, why is it that man's life is so different from that of sheep? His history has been written in blood. It is a history of continuous violence, in which almost invariably force has been used to bend his will. Did Talat Pasha alone exterminate millions of Armenians? Did Hitler alone exterminate millions of Jews? Did Stalin alone exterminate millions of political enemies? These men were not alone. They had thousands of men who killed for them, tortured for them, and who did so not only willingly but with pleasure. Do we not see man's inhumanity to man everywhere? In ruthless warfare, in murder and rape, in the ruthless exploitation of the weaker by the stronger, and in the fact that the sighs of the tortured and suffering creatures have so often fallen on deaf ears and hardened hearts. All these facts have led thinkers like Hobbes to the conclusion that homo homini lupus, man is wolf to his fellow man, that they have led many of us today to the assumption that man is vicious and destructive by nature, that he is a killer who can be restrained from his favorite pastime only by fear of more powerful killers. Yet the arguments of both sides leave us puzzled.